Good afternoon, everybody. That's a very strange pronunciation of afternoon, isn't it? Why does your phone always start talking to you just as you start talking to it? It's always the way, isn't it? Anyway, it's a sunny afternoon in Richmond. In fact, it's lunchtime, and I wanted to very quickly come on and talk a little bit about something which is irritating me. And I presume I'm not the only one who it's irritating. Audioboo has, well, for as long as I've been using it, has offered the opportunity to cross-post to Postress. Postress is this rather wonderful service which effectively allows you to set up and run a blog entirely by email. You can go and tweak extra settings and things like that, but its great selling point is that you can send anything to it by email, and it sticks it up there automatically for you, and you don't need to do any messing about with HTML. You don't need to go into any control settings, really. You know, it's just a really easy way of doing stuff. I mean, I did go into the control panel and did tweak stuff and did change style sheets and stuff and things like that. I must stop saying stuff. And I used it for things like, well, I used it basically to post a sort of online diary or journal to sit within my my own, or as a sort of addition to my personal website. My personal website doesn't really have an awful lot on it at the moment, and needs redoing at some point. My personal website, if you're interested, is rjnet.co.uk, but don't hold your hopes for to get your hopes up even for anything too exciting. So like many people, I've been cross-posting to Postress quite happily all this time. Until Saturday, when I received a message from Postress HQ, which said, and I pre-see a little bit here, thank you for being a lovely user of Postress for X number of years. We're glad that you helped us develop our service. We've now sold out to Twitter and are closing in 3 days' time. If you don't back up your websites in that time, they'll be deleted. Lovely. Thank you. So I'm just trying to back up my website. It is the final day for backups. After today, Postress will be no more. I have to say that actually getting to the page for backing up was an interesting thing, because I discovered that I'd managed to survive 9 months of using a Mac without working out how to get a hash symbol on the keyboard. It turns out that you press Alt plus number 3 in order to get a hash. So I have now gone to postress.com/hash backups, or backup rather, and I'm about to do it. I was speaking to Fee this morning, who has already done it, with her one, and I understand that it takes some time for the backup email to come through. But anyway, let's see if we can get this to work.
Control option, postress.com/backup, stop, shift, control, downloads, top reader,
go away,
shift,
you.
Stop interacting with control option,
HTML content,
that's better.
Interact control option, list 5 item reader,
link,
popular, activity, spaces back, edit, rubber dot, list 4 items, edit profile,
link,
list 4 items, edit profile,
link,
manage spaces, find friends, log out,
link.
Something. Oh, I know what I was going to say. What I was going to say whilst I'm doing this. Oh, hang on. I won't do it whilst I'm doing this. I'll do it once I have done this. Okay. So basically, okay, I'm at the top of the backup page now. It says backup. I have two sites that I need to back up. One has got lots of my stuff on. One was an abortive blog that Mark and I started last summer for the Olympics, but it does have a couple of nice posts on that I'd quite like to keep. So I'm going to request backup for my one now.
Option, control, press, request back either 2 words.
Edit text.
Oh no, and it's got a capture on it. Oh great.
Bullet list recapture challenge image.
So I've logged into my own personal account, and yet it still wants me to do a capture image, because of course I could still be a robot.
Option, end lock list. Bullet list, end lock list. Option, control, end lock list. Option, bullet list backup will only include your current content. If you make any changes to your space, new posts, new comments, etc., you will need to run another backup. Double quote, option, control. Bullet backup process won't affect your space in any way. Double quote, option, control, end lock list.
Except they're going to delete it.
Type the 2 words. Type the 2 words.
Edit.
Get a new challenge. Get an audio challenge.
Yay.
Control. Option. Press get an audio
Please
challenge.
Type
every digit you hear, spaces are not required.
Minimize button. Close button. Minimize button.
You are currently on the control button. Click this button, which minimizes current window. Press control. Option. Space.
Once again,
I can't find
the
it.
Digits are...
Image. Image. Update. Zoom up. Minimize button. Close button.
Oh, goodness me. Unhelpfully, just at the point when I needed to do that, it came up and told me that Flash needed to be updated, so it hid the place to type the numbers. So I'm going to try that again. Okay.
Get a visual challenge.
Link.
Get a new challenge. Type what you hear.
Edit text.
Type what you hear. Type, get a new challenge. Get a visual. Help. You will be notified of this email one. Help. Get a new challenge. Control option. Type what you hear.
Please type
text.
Every digit you hear. Spaces are not required.
Nine. You are currently on the test field. It's not HDL content. To enter text in this field, type 90. 909205 909205 3 3 909205 3 2
the digits are
909205 3 3
Okay, I think I may have missed out a digit.
Type what you hear. 9092 control option 2 3 3 2 3 5 0 2 9 0 9 9.
I think it was actually 9 0 2 9 2 9 and then
0 5 2 0 9 9 2 5
I think. Let's go for that.
9 2 0 2
I hate these things.
Option. Get a visual challenge. Help. You will be notified of this email once your backup is ready for download. Start backup.
Let's see if we got it right.
Please type every digit you hear.
Apparently not.
Spaces are not required.
You are currently on the test field. It's not all HDL content. To enter text in this field, type 2 0 2 4 8 5 2 0 2 4 8 5
His voiceover talks over the top of it every time, so I can't hear it. Oh, I didn't get it that time. Oh. It's so annoying. I didn't mean to turn this into a boo about capture devices, but you know, I think I've got reasonable hearing. I just can't decipher these things.
Try
turning
this
voice over. Oh, no, and I've missed it from the start now. How do I shut voiceover up? I can't remember. There we go.
Once
let's try
again,
that now.
The digits are...
Voiceover back on.
Voiceover unmuted. Option. Help. Capture is incorrect. Please try again. Help. Get a visual challenge.
Link.
Get a new challenge. Capture is incorrect. Please try again.
Really?
Help. Capture is incorrect. Please try. You will be notified of this email once you're back up. Start backup.
Let's see.
Sending request.
Oh. Maybe it worked. Miracle of miracles.
Backup. Robert Johnson on Robert Johnson online vertical launch. This might take a while. We will immediately initializing.
Initializing. Excellent. Well, that's probably a good sign. Let's try the other one then. Okay, request backup. Do another capture because, of course, I could, you know, I wasn't a robot the first time, but I may well be one this time. Stupid sights.
Please type every digit you hear. spaces are not required.
45.
Once again, the digits are
4, 8, 5.
Okay.
4, 8, 5, 3, 2, 0, 4, 5, 4, 0, 0. Option. Get a visual chunk. Help. You will be notified of this email once your backup is ready for download.
Okay.
Spaces are not required. Once again. The digits are.
Correct, please. You will be. Start back up. Sending request.
Okay.
Back up. Rob, this might take a while. Rob, back up. Robert Johnson online. Robert Johnson online.
Okay.
Control. Option. Initializing.
It still says it's initializing on the other one.
This might take a while. We will immediately. Initializing. Control. Option. This might take a while. We will immediately when your backup is available to download. Initializing. On the Muddy Banks of the Year.
Link.
On the Muddy Banks of the Year.
Link.
This might take a while. We will email you when your backup is available to download.
Okay, well, we seem to have done that anyway, just about. God, Bennett. Easy process or what? But one thing I just wanted to say, if you've made it this far, is that, okay, so this has happened. There's very little. There's nothing we can do about it. They've decided to show total disdain to their customers over the last few years, or users, and by throwing away their sites with the barest of notice at all. Although I gather that another online service did the same thing when moving to Yahoo a couple of months ago and didn't give any notice whatsoever. So perhaps we should be grateful for small mercies. But what does this say about our online content? What does it say about our content on Audioboo? What if somebody decided that they were going to take over Audioboo and then delete everything? What if other services, you know, blogging services and things, decided just one day they were going to switch it off? And yes, there are services like the National Archives Web Archive Service, which takes effectively a snapshot of the internet every month, or even more frequently than that, allows you to look at things in the past. But it's not something that's conducive to browsing, and, you know, yes, you might be able to rescue some things from it, but I'm not sure that it necessarily holds all media files, for instance. And so I think something like this, like the removal of Postgres, really should serve as a warning to us to not treat our online world, our online collection of photographs or music or video or whatever it happens to be, as something that's permanent. And that if we want to be assured of its permanence, we must make sure that we retain copies of things ourselves, which is a bit burdensome at the moment. I mean, with Audioboo, you can download your copies of your booze rather handily, if people haven't come across it yet. If you just stick .mp3 after the URL of your boo, you've got an MP3 ready to download. And something like Audacity, you can put that straight into the open dialogue and it will download it straight. And that's brilliant. But perhaps there would be easier ways of doing that, and a backup service. Although I would have a vast amount of stuff to back up from Audioboo. I don't know that my connection would like it an awful lot, or that even if I don't know that I would even have space for it all. But this should, I think, serve as a warning to us all, And Postress, I don't suppose you're listening. I don't suppose you're listening to anybody. You're rubbing your hands with glee at the check that's arrived in the post from Twitter. But should you be listening, or should anybody else be listening? Quite, how dare you? Shame on you, quite frankly, for throwing away everything that people have done in the past few years, for all the time that people put into making your service work, and here are the thanks that you give them. I find it quite appalling.